we're at the end of the show, and I saved it to the end of the show because this is going to be a spoiler. But I watch Big Brother. So here I am getting to be a little bit like Big Fatty, right? Because I watch Big Brother, and I'm doing like a Big Brother recap. But I just want to talk to you guys about Big Brother just for a second. I grew up in the South with all of these men that were so like serious and intimidating and couldn't have fun. And oh, there's a certain way to be masculine, and you know, you have to act a certain way, and you don't smile, and you just, you know, you always have a frown on your face and all of this stuff, right? I grew up around this, you know, these good old boys that like, you know, and so it was very difficult being gay around that. And I mean, I got used to it because that's how a lot of the guys are in the South. You know, they have this, oh, if you're a man, you've got to act a certain way.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Serious and intimidating and couldn't have fun. And
yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One and this is episode 2518. The BFO for Thursday the 21st of September 2017. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Show. Y'all, we're going to talk about the end of Big Brother and some voice letters. And can you hear that? Yes, Benny, we hear it, yes. Hello, Glovies, Big Fatty, going old school. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. It's been a pretty good week in the coal mine this week. The air conditioning has been broken in Larry Klein's office. Y'all, it seems like for months, but y'all, they got it going today, and y'all, I just about froze, I tell you, when it came back on. So, y'all, there's no winning. There's no winning, Big Fatty, except maybe on the Big Brother. Y'all, I am recording this prior to the 2-hour finale of the Big Brother on Wednesday night. So y'all, I'm just gonna give you my my opinions. Turnip head, if you're not caught up, there's maybe some spoilers here. But y'all, there are three of them left in the house. It's Paul, and it's Josh, and it's Crema. And, y'all, Crema, broke her foot early on in the show. So, y'all, she really hadn't been able to do very much. And Josh has spent most of the time crying during the season. And Paul has just been the puppet master. Yes, Big Fatty, that makes him the super glovy. It's true. And they had the first part of the final HOH, and Paul won it. And then Josh won the second part, and they're going to do the third part live. So whoever wins that part will decide who goes to the final two. And y'all, I think if Paul wins, he will take Crema with him to the end because she hadn't done anything. And I've been reading the spoilers. It says that if Josh wins, he's going to take Paul. And y'all, I think that's just the dumbest move ever. Dumbest move ever. But if he takes Crema, I think he'll win. Paul has probably, he's definitely run the house through the whole season. So he probably has played the game more than anyone else. But it's not been a great season. But anyway, I guess I think Paul will win, even though I really would be happy if he didn't. So anyway, Big Fatty, that sounds very noncommittal to me. Well, it's true, but y'all, the big news, and I've been catching up on episodes of the Big Brother that I recorded while we were on the cruise of a lifetime. Y'all, this winter, they're going to have celebrity Big Brother. And that's the big news. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes and to Yes, Big Fatty. And well, at least there'll be some Big Brother during. We don't have to wait till next summer. Yes, Big Fatty. Maybe they're not doing that Big Brother over the top or whatever it was like they did last year. I don't know. They may be doing that too. I don't know. But y'all, there's my and y'all next Wednesday starts the Survivor. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, I got to see y'all today. Today, the 21st of September. Yo, by the way, it is the last day of summer in the Northern Hemisphere. Last day of winter in the Southern Hemisphere. Big Fatty, that happened on the 1st of September. Well, you know, they're all messed up. But anyway, y'all, we have not one, but two, I say, celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one, y'all, he came, a longtime listener of the BFO, came to, I think it was the very first Pride 40 out there in Lost Wages. It may come to the second one also, I don't really remember. Big Fatty, you don't remember shit. It's true, I don't. But y'all, it's that John Kobach. And I want to say John is from like Ohio or Indiana or Michigan or someplace in the northern Midwest. y'all, then our second celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, he's out there in the City of Angels. You hear that Joe Batance talk about him on a regular basis on that Catching Up. Y'all, is that Nico Martinez? Oh, Big Fatty, we love Nico Martinez! I think he's been to every one of the of the Pride 48s, and y'all, I don't know if Nico and John are on the 20 of the face base, but y'all, if they are and you see them, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they both get a big old piece of cake. Y'all, as I do on hump day, y'all went to the Von Z's during my lunch hour. Had to pick up quite a few things today, and y'all, a lot of them were on sale, which was good. Y'all, I got me some of that good Kanaku sausage. I love the Kanaku sausage. Y'all, they had the banquet sausage, frozen sausage patties, the boxes of those, buy one, get one free, so I got a couple of those. Y'all, I bought an onion. The lady rang it up as a banana. Beef, any onion? The onion banana. It's true. They had the frozen scrimps on sale. Y'all, they had one of the ones they had was the tempura. So I decided I'd get that. That was buy one, get one free. Y'all, they had the good chicken pot pies on sale, 4 for $10. And so, y'all, I was out of chicken pot pies. And so I picked up 4 of those. Y'all, they had the good garden solid bag solids on sale. Buy one, get one free. So I got me a Caesar solid. Y'all, they had the emerald bags of little emerald nuts. Buy one, get one free. So I got a couple of those. Y'all, they had, you know, it's getting to be Halloween-y time. Yes, Big Fatty, the cinnamon broom's out. No, that's pumpkin spice. Oh! So I picked up, they had the Butterfinger and the Baby Ruth candies. Buy one, get one free. So that was the treat I took back to the coal mine today. Y'all, you know, I love to make the little ham biscuits at crema time, and y'all, one of the hard things to find is the shredded Swiss cheese, and y'all, they had it. They had it, and it was buy one, get one free, so I got 4 bags of that. Y'all, I needed a half dozen of large eggs, so I got those. Y'all, I got me a Boston butt roast. It was on sale. Y'all, they had the pineapple chunks, buy one, get one free, so I picked up a container of those. And y'all, they had the good Von's East chicken tender submarine sandwich on sale, so I got that, y'all. And I ate half of it for my lunch on on hump day, and I'm going to eat the other half today before I head on over to the Horror Hotel with Granny. Y'all, I spent $54.57, but I saved $37.82. Yes, Big Freddy!
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Oh, Big Freddy, how? It's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
In my jalopy here in the armpit of South Carolina. I'm pretty sure I just passed Drusilla's house. Because I'm sure he lives right on the side of the interstate. On my way to Hatville on a Thursday afternoon to deal with family medical maladies, which, you know, not looking for sympathy. It's just how it goes sometimes, and decided that I needed to make an appearance and chat with the Hatterina about some things and just, you know, quiz the doctor. All things I love doing on a very busy day at work. And, you know, I'm missing a perfectly good day of work when you're not there. Also, the new mother's not there and the orange hat is not there. All the people that I want to avoid are not there. And, of course, neither am I. Maybe that's what everyone that's left is saying about me. But whatevs. A coal miner's passing me. Hi there. And so I'm just here, and I just wanted to let you know that it is, I'm doing this today versus the weekend because, you know, it's the holiday weekend, and did not want to be driving on this little narrow intrastate with all the hootenanny because the University of South Carolina and the North Carolina State University are having their sports ball game this weekend up in the car lot, and that means that every asshole from the state of South Carolina is going to be trying to go the way I need to go, essentially. So I told the Hatterina that I was not having any of it, and that she would have to see me on a Thursday, and I need a copy of my birth certificate so I can get a new passport. But anyway, so I wanted to give you a special shout out for reading all of the boring detail. I mean, the entertainment details of your little cruise, and also to the old gal for posting his cruise videos. Both of you have shown me, well, at least the 3 cruises I've booked for the next 13 months, which is terrifying, by the way. I'm glad I haven't chosen any of those because, you know, we're fat, but we like a little bit of entertainment, and the old gal's cruise made me nod off a few times, which is fine. It's different things for different people. And your hootenanny just sounds like fingernails on a chalkboard to me. So, you know, we have gone and hooted it up with the cruising. And we're pretty excited. We're going to be visiting the Caribbean an awful lot since we had to give up our transatlantic voyage for May. Because it's just too much. Quite honestly, it was too much money. But also too much time off work. So, anyway, this way we can still go to the G'days. We have booked the cruise to, but right up to the G'day's. I need to talk to that Stevie B about that, actually, because it kind of involves him and the fabulous Miss Cheryl, because we may, our paths may cross down in the Fort Lauderdale. All right, I gotta go. This is too much. It's simply too much. I'm behind the giant 18-wheeler that looks like it's not going to lose the mirror like the Nissan in front of me did. I had to dodge a flying rearview mirror, anyway, or sideview mirror. All right, I got to run. You're fat, and it's going to be a good 2 weeks at work. All right. Oh, shit. Lock the screen.
Yeah, because he yelled that, of course, is old Veda. And Veda, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And it sounds to me like you've got quite a you've got cruises of a lifetime coming up. And I highly recommend that you watch the old gals in Durwood's Cruise of a Lifetime videos. Durwood's are posted over there on the 20. And, you know, you can get the old gals over there on the 22. She's got some sort of YouTube thing also that she has hers on. But anyway, Veda, bon voyage!
Is it? No. Oh, Lord, it's recording. Okay. Big Fatty, it's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
In my jalopy, it's 8:23 p.m. in the evening. I'm on my way back to Charleston from Hatfield, Christ, from the off-road. Fat ass. Anyway, you are on your... you probably have boarded your flight to Australia by now. I, however, have spent the day in the hospitalo, which in Hatville is definitely Mexican for hospitalo. You know, it's never easy and it's never fun to say goodbye to someone, but you know, as older we get, as we told the father who was in having a tough time with things, I said, you know, there's one thing we've learned in life, and that is that you have to enjoy the good times, and at this stage, there's nothing you can do, and you can't punish yourself because of that. So, anyway, so with many more trips back to Hatfield here in the next coming few days, but as you may know, we've got the big coal mine event coming up tonight. It's starting at midnight, which makes me super happy. Just FYI, super duper happy. So I am driving home. I should be home around 9:30, 10 o'clock, and do a load of laundry. I should dig out a suit and do a load of laundry and get myself situated. And tomorrow I need to run down to the hideaway and check on the motor mansion. I apparently have had a limb hit it in this really bad storm. I hear it's okay, but I need to check for leaks since the door is locked. And then I get to go back to Charleston on Saturday morning and then do some more laundry and general kitty cat foolishness, cleaning, et cetera, so forth and so on, and head back to Hatfield. So it is going to be quite an event while you're away horrifying a whole other continent or two. There's a lot I need to say, and I feel like I never wrapped up Key West, because I'm going to tell you, we had a hoot and a nanny in Key West, and that is like Key West was Key West, and it was fine, and yeah, whatever. But boy, we sure did have a good time with ourselves. Great people I was with, you know, the Delta people and the extra special people, and then we met some people there who are locals and who are residents who I immediately took up fundraising for their little cause they're doing. And in fact, they're going back to Key West sometime relatively soon. I'm not really sure. It's long story short. Don't really know. But anyway, so highly recommend everyone goes to Key West, but you don't go alone. And you don't go with just like your husband or your special someone or whatever. Like, just go with a group. Because I think, Lord. I missed 40 minutes back. Don't do this. Anyway, okay, I think I have to go now.
Oh, dear Gussie, Veda, you certainly rambled on about that one, and I hope your friends were okay after the hurricane hit down there in the Key West. Anyway, thanks for the call. Y'all, at the beginning of today's new show, y'all, you heard the geeky gay that Adam Burns, and Adam Burns, how would you describe Big Fatty if he was on the Big Brother?
Serious and intimidating and couldn't have fun.
Oh, Big Fatty, that just sounds like you every day, Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.